Thank you very much, Randy. As always, just great to be in the studio as we take your questions throughout the United States and Canada. So many people who stand with this ministry prayerfully and financially, touching the lives of people that they'll only know from the perspective of eternity. People like Wayne writing me today saying, God has helped me defend my faith by listening to your broadcast. I thank God for your courage in Christian witness and truth. Or Helen, who says, I started listening to the Bible Lens Man broadcast many years ago now. When I first started listening, I often disagreed, but the more I listened, the better I understood. As I listened to your broadcast, your guests, your callers, the more I respected and understood what you were telling me about our Lord. I still have occasional disagreements, but the more I listen and study the Bible becomes more clear to me, and I start understanding more and more what you're saying. Bless you. Thank you for the help you've given me in my Christian growth. You and your ministry and staff are always in my prayers. Again, we love the fact that callers are listening, exercising discernment skills. You must, as a Christian, be a Berean. Like the Bereans, test all things, hold fast to that which is good, and the final court of arbitration is the Word of God. That means that you know the Word of God. And when someone like myself that has a national, even an international radio platform and broadcast, when I say something, I expect you to test what I say in light of Scripture, hold fast to that which is good, because it's not me. It's God's infallible repository for redemptive revelation, in other words, the Bible, that is your rule for faith and practice. So test what is said in light of Scripture. Say, yeah, that's interesting. Let me go back to the Bible and test it. And then if it is trustworthy, hold fast to that which is good, because we want to be pleasing in all that we say and do, as we live out our life for His glory and for the extension of His kingdom.